Good morning and welcome to our morning devotions for Easter Thursday, the 4th of March 2024, brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am Archdeacon Dwight Rowe, Rector of Christ the King Anglican Church, Ridgeland Park West, New Providence. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal Mystery established a new covenant of reconciliation, grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. Some words found in the Gospel appointed for today, St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, verses 35 to 43. Jesus stood among the disciples and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified, and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do you doubt? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. Whilst in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he ate it in their presence. The Gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ our Lord. In today's Gospel passage that I've read to you in part, Jesus appears to his 11 apostles to reassure them at great length that he is not a ghost or a figment of their imagination. He emphasizes his bodily resurrection. He asks them to look at his wounds and touch him. And finally, like a final proof of his being truly risen, he asks them for something to eat. He explained how the scriptures foretold his death and his rising. In the Acts of the Apostles, Peter declared to the people assembled how Jesus made visible and tangible all that the Jews had hoped over many centuries. According to him, all the prophets pre-announced the death and resurrection of Jesus the Christ. He echoes what our Lord said on the evening of Easter Day, that everything written about him in the scriptures had to be fulfilled. The underlining belief is that God's plans are thoroughly enmeshed in human existence and are being carried out throughout the history of humanity. Generations of people have found their hope sustained, their trials overcome, and their laws and habits purified under the influence of the Spirit of Almighty God. We in turn ought to share this understanding with our present generation. We serve a God who can indeed right straight those things which we have made wrong in our life. Many people still struggle to take in the good news of Easter, to truly believe it and live it. Many often times than not, find it easier to identify with the passion than they do with the resurrection. We can easily connect with the suffering of Jesus because we have experienced suffering ourselves, sufferings that have broken us, sufferings that have caused us to have at times a moment to just give up on life and give up on God's purpose for us. I believe that Someone today can truly testify that they have been resurrected above their circumstances, above their situation, above their crisis and their dilemma. Some have come to know him in the true power of his resurrection. And you have seen God bring you out of some things that you thought you would have never come out of. And to that we truly say, to God be the glory. Like the disciples, we stand before the good news of Easter, struggling to believe. We need time to recognize that the risen Lord is indeed among us, saying to us what he said to the disciples, "Peace be with you." Brothers and sisters in Christ, these words from divine scripture are a reminder that as Christians, every one of us share in the same mission, that we proclaim the risen Lord in our various communities and our stations in life, in whatever we are doing and our every interaction with each other, with people who are easy to love and those who at times get on our last nerve. Much like Peter and John, who courageously proclaim the risen Lord before the gathered people, despite the ban enforced by the Sanhedrin against them and the Lord's teachings, all of us as Christians are called to be disciples of our faith in our respective communities, in our schools, workplaces, among our friends and families, our relatives, and even to the strangers and acquaintances we encounter from time to time. Therefore, let us all do whatever we can to live our lives worthy of the risen Lord, so that in whatever we say or do, we will always glorify God and proclaim his truth, that we may be genuine beacons of light and hope amidst our darkened world, filled with sin and wickedness. Let our faith burn brightly with sincere love and zeal for the one who is alive today, so that many more people may come to believe in him and his salvation through us and our exemplary living. This is my prayer for you today, that we all together commit ourselves, our time, our actions, efforts, and good works, all for the greater glory of God. May the risen Lord bless us always, and may he bless our Easter season and celebrations, now and always. Amen. Thank you for listening. If you have been encouraged and blessed, please share this with others.
I wanna be more like you, Jesus.